Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing that the U.S. will raise tariffs on all goods imported from nearly 70 countries beginning in a week. However, there are questions about the legality of the trade policies in the first place. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs are facing serious legal challenge. On Thursday, federal appeals court judges grilled administration lawyers, appearing to doubt that the president has the authority to impose these tariffs without congressional approval. The administration has already lost in the lower courts on this. This is almost certain to go to the Supreme Court.
Posting on social media today, the president is also calling for the Federal Bank's Board of Governors to usurp the power of Fed Chair Jerome Powell in lowering interest rates. He also calls Powell a, quote, moron. Jobs numbers from the Labor Department out this morning. School teacher suspected of stabbing a mother and father to death on a hiking trail in Arkansas will be in court today. Police say he acted alone. This is ABC News. Los Angeles continuing to try to clear out homeless encampments, including one in Van Nuys. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass calling out protesters who've tried to stop it.
We cannot accept Angelenos living like this. Some people actually fight for people to stay in these kind of conditions, and how dare they sleep in a comfortable bed at night, come here and advocate for people to stay in these kind of conditions.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he wants a special election in November so voters can have a say on new congressional redistricting. He says Texas is doing it, so California will too.
We're here to provide a pathway in 26, 28, and in 2030 for congressional maps on the basis of a response to the rigging of the system.
Newsom says he's spoken to state legislators and congressional members about the idea. This is ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. They serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burger, salad, wrap, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. While they're closed on Sundays, the rest of the week offers a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high today in the upper 70s with hazy sunshine, a hazy sky tonight, and a low of 51. Saturday, near 80 degrees, 54 Saturday night, and Sunday, more hazy sunshine due to wildfire smoke. Another comfortable feeling day and a high of 80. 82 by Monday and 84 on Tuesday.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today from WRCO, we look ahead at some upcoming things. Now, next week's going to be extremely busy, and right in the middle of all of that is the 2025 National Night Out, which happens on Tuesday night, August 5th. In the studios today from Partners for Prevention, Betsy Raisler, Joanne Krulatz, and also we have Scott Gold here representing at Richland Center Fire Department. Betsy, let's talk a little bit about National Night Out. This has been around for a little while.
Yes, it has, and it's a national event. It started in 1973 in Ohio, and we hadn't implemented an event here in Richland Center, so the Partners for Prevention reached out to law enforcement, because it did begin as a partnership between law enforcement and the community as a way to strengthen partnerships. So that expanded to first responders, and it's great we have Scott here to talk about that. And so it has a long history in the United States, and see something, say something, partnerships, giving a common citizen the ability to assist with law enforcement if there's issues. And so it's been a great tradition in the United States and as a national event, and now we have one here locally in our fifth year.
Why do you think it's important for Partners for Prevention to make this one of your pet projects?
Great question. And again, if I didn't say it already, thank you for having us here today. I think just to quickly reiterate our goals, our number one goal is to increase collaboration in the community. So this is an event that does that specifically, brings groups together for our specific mission is to reduce substance use among young people. And so as a event like this, bringing people together, that builds relationships. And so who knows what you can do beyond an event? You can do other things, building on those relationships and connections.
Sure. Joanne, I think it's important, too, for young people to see the emergency responders, EMTs and police and fire, in a non-emergency situation, isn't it?
Oh, it's really fun to watch the kids interact with the officers and the EMTs and the fire department and get to view their equipment, and they build that camaraderie. So if there ever is an emergency situation, they're not afraid of the person that's coming to their home or to their site.
It's neat for all of us to see up close and personal some of the equipment that they use, isn't it?
Oh, some of those adults climbing into the MTAC and stuff, you know, and then they get up there and they're trying to figure out how to get down. And
and you wanted to talk about the 5K, the canine 5K.
Well, yeah, because that is basically the fundraiser of our event. That other than purchasing food or drinks when you come from vendors, that's the only thing you have to pay for that day. And it's a fundraiser for the police department and sheriff's department canine units. And because they have expenses throughout the year, not just their training, but food, vets, you know, all that stuff. So that's kind of what that is for. That's how it initiated.
You'd like to see some more people sign up for this event.
Yes, and they can pre-register, and there's flyers around that have one of those
QR codes.
Yeah, I always want to say UPC codes. QR codes. You can tell I'm computer illiterate. And they can register that way, and they save $5 if they pre-register. You can still register the day of, starting at 4:30. And then you get a t-shirt and some swag and stuff. So,
and Betsy, is the, obviously the location has changed this year for the Richland County Fairgrounds, but what about the route for the 5K?
Yeah, thanks for asking. This is our fifth year, and the first 3 years we were out at the campus, so we had the same route from the campus around through the neighborhoods and then back there. And then we were at Kreska Park. We did a similar route. And now at the fairgrounds, that will run in and around that area. So from the entrance to the fairground, that's the start, and it goes in and off into that
industrial park,
and then up a hill, and then through the industrial park and on that
Industrial Drive
and back. So it's a 5K, and it's a beautiful route, and we're ready for people to sign up. And so we encourage people to either walk, run, but sign up today or that day of the event.
Just to be a part of it. 5:30 start time there, and hopefully people can make that a part of it, and then stick around and enjoy a lot of things, right?
And another aspect of it is that this is one of the, talking about coalitions and community input and togetherness, so to speak, this is the one thing that Grace and National Night Out and Simons work together to get the computerized
timing system.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be used that night. And so if you didn't see it at the Grace Run in May, you can see it, you know, next week.
It works pretty slick. It's got your time displayed right there, and you know what your time was.
The computer chips in the bib you get.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that got brought up, because here's an opportunity to thank the organizations that help fund that timing system. So we had the Campus Foundation, Rotary, Grace, and one other.
Joan Woodman
Ortman McCollum Foundation. So those organizations came together. We applied for the funds, and now this timing system is shared between Simons, the Partners for Prevention, and Grace. So we can It'll be housed at Grace and use that as a very professional way of running events.
Yeah, we hope a lot of people will sign up. We'll come back to you guys in a moment. But Scott Gauld is here. He's been just dying to be on the air with us.
I'm good.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. How are things going with the fire department?
We're doing good. Numbers as far as calls, probably the most we've ever had. We're at 150 calls right now. On average, you know, we're hitting 250, hopefully not, but last year I think it was 230 was our most ever, and just continue to come in. We had one this morning, so still good numbers as far as on the department. 45, 46 members that are active, and you know, the calls just continue to you never know what the next one's going to be. So we continue to add tools in our toolbox. We've got two drones. That's added quite a bit to our call volume. And, you know, when folks need help and numbers, they call on us. So, and that's just across, it seems like the industry, everybody, call volume's up for all departments.
Now, not just, as you mentioned, not just fire calls, but I know contributing to that, we did have that dry winter, right? And that kind of led to a lot of grass fires in the spring.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but we had our most grass fires for sure so far already this year that I ever remember. We had a couple that actually jumped roads, which we, you know, most of us, I know Brian Jones Comedy, never seen that. I think he's been on now 44, 45 years. So we had, it was up on the ridge, and they clocked 53 mile an hour wind that day, and it actually jumped a county road and got into another field. So a lot bigger fires than we're used to, too. That one was 10 or 12 acres, so that's not common here. Usually we catch them pretty quick, and they don't burn up that much. But
You're getting some new tools. You mentioned the drones. Anything else? Any other new equipment coming in this year?
Not this year. We got battery-powered extrication tools. I know a couple other local departments are going to be picking them up too. That just helps, you know, with the battery technology that is out there now. You don't have to have the pump with you, the hoses and everything. And if it's down over a bank or wherever you got to go, you can just grab the tool and go and get there to be able to use it if needed.
What equipment will you be bringing to National Night Out on Tuesday night?
We're blessed with drone operators, so we've got four that operate. So hoping to have, depending on the night, right, of who's available. But plan on bringing the drone, a drone out there, and a few of our trucks. I'm not sure which ones we're going to bring. Was at a meeting with our mutual aid group last Monday night, invited them in the past. Lone Rock's come up, and Casanova with EMS and fire. So hoping they all come out. I know, kind of filling in for Billy and Clay, Billy goes on vacation when, to me, this is his gig, but I will get him back. They do have a challenge, a first responder challenge. I know they're going to do some canine demos, so we'll just make sure the firefighters win the challenge against the police. So,
what is the challenge, though, by the way?
Billy wrote it up, so he hasn't shared that yet. Okay. So I don't know if it's rigged or what's going on.
I thought it was the 5K, maybe.
No, I'm not sure.
We'll find out that night.
We're going to find out.
Right. I know you keep the equipment, the trucks all polished up and everything for, how often do you wash those?
They're washed, weekly. We have duty crews, and we actually have guys and gals that have come down, and they're responsible for different bays within the department. The operators, when they go out, they'll spray them off, especially if it's winter. So we're not shining on them all the time, but we try to keep them looking pretty good.
It's nice to see that stuff up close and personal. I think it's a good opportunity for people to learn what they can do, right?
Yeah, we'll have all the doors open on the trucks we bring, and folks can come by and ask questions, and we can explain all the different things we've got on those trucks, because we are blessed with a lot of equipment on those trucks.
Lots of the youngsters are real wide-eyed when they get a chance to see all that stuff, aren't they?
And like they said earlier, they love to get up in the trucks and take pictures, and so that's really neat, and members like helping them up in there and showing off the trucks.
When you were a youngster, did you want to be a fireman, Scott?
It's weird. I obviously didn't grow up in a firefighter family. So a lot of our members, come through the cadets or the explorers, and that really wasn't me. I got exposed to it when I worked at Rockwell. I was asked by one of their lieutenants if I was interested in taking a 60-hour class and helping people out. And 28 years later, I guess I never thought I'd be chief for sure. So, but it's interesting. But I guess, wasn't really exposed to it that much.
Indeed. And you're always looking for new recruits then too?
We are. We're always looking. We're just starting back our cadet program. It kind of cycles depending on the kids. But last Tuesday night, they had a meeting, and that's been a great feeder program. We've put a lot of members on that have come through that. And in recent years, the kids have actually taken entry level and firefighter one before we even actually put them on, that the tech school is allowing them at a pretty young age to go through those classes. So when we're able to put them on, and we've lowered our age, if you've been an explorer or a scout, 18 to get on, that used to be 21, just to try to grab those folks that are young before they get involved in another organization. So that's worked out really good too.
What responsibilities do cadets have then with the department?
They do a lot. There's been a few that recently, every event they're at, like if it's the schools as far as fire prevention, any cookout we've done, any really public event, they're invited, or because the group hasn't been big, we've had them on our training night. So they're at every training that we do, the full-time folks. So
why do you think National Night Out is important?
I think it's important just to, like they mentioned earlier, to introduce the kids to the firefighters, to the sheriff's department, the city police, in a non-emergency situation, because if they just see us, they could be scared of us in our turnout gear, and it's probably a really bad day if we're there. And this way they can see the trucks and understand that we're not scary people in our gear with our SCBAs on and things, that just neighbors trying to help out our community members.
It was a few years ago when it was at the campus, I think you got called out that night too.
We did. Yep. Yeah.
We got to see that in action.
Got to see it in action. I think we were planning on a parade that night, and the parade was early, unfortunately.
You're always on call.
Always on call.
Yeah. Yep. National Night Out's coming up Tuesday night. We'll have more about it coming up in a moment.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome back to our morning show studios. We're talking about National Night Out. It happens Tuesday, August 5th at 5:30 and through the night. And it's a new location this year, Joanne.
It is. We were able to get out at the fairgrounds this year. We got a nice tie into the fairground committee there with Scott Gauld. And, you know, the park worked out well. The only problem was, you know, you get in there tight to the road and people didn't really know where to park. They didn't know how to get to us. And it was a little swampy after all the rain we had, too. But, you know, we want to thank the park because that was a good location in the interim. But the fairgrounds, we feel that there's opportunity to grow. We kind of have looked a few times at Viroqua and their National Night Out, and we've been kind of following steps they took. They have been their own entity for several years now. And so Billy talked to them, and so we became our own 501c3, Richland County National Night Out, and we have our own nonprofit number. So if people want to donate to National Night Out, they can do that and get a tax deduction. We have a board. I'm the president. Clay Porter is vice president. Billy Jones is treasurer. And Derek Goplin is secretary. And we purposely did that. Scott wouldn't do you anything.
I'm good.
On the board. He comes to the meetings. But the whole purpose of this is Partners for Prevention started it, which I'm on Partners for Prevention too. But, you know, Partners for Prevention is only eligible for a DFC grant for 10 years. Well, we want this to be sustainable. So what do you do after 10 years? You have to become your own entity. So we've worked really hard with law enforcement and EMT and fire to take ownership of this program. And so we do now, with our board, have community involvement and law enforcement and EMT and fire all involved. And the community can help out. I mean, we have vendors coming, and Betsy has a list of those, but we have Rotary and Kiwanis and Boy Scouts and 4-H are going to be there to be selling their foods and desserts and drinks and everything, which then people that come are helping to sustain those programs as well. But the whole idea is a free, drug-free, alcohol-free event for families to get to mingle with first responders and law enforcement.
Can you talk about the layout and how it's going to look on Tuesday night, where everybody's going to be set up?
Well, if you come in the main gate closest to the grandstand side, there'll be law enforcement, fire trucks, ambulance, all lined up along the roadway. And then in front of the
4-H
connection building. Thank you, Scott. That's where the vendors will be set up. And they'll be along the road on by the DNR building. And then between the vendors and the connection building, we've got that set up for, that's will be the demonstrations of the like canine demonstration and everything, and the thing we don't know about yet that Billy has designed.
The challenge. The challenge that we don't know where we'll be challenged.
Yeah. It'll be a real challenge when you don't know what it is.
And then the on the far road, on the other side of the connection building, that'll be the start and end finish line for the 5K. Mm-hmm. And then you and Gary will be set up with music by the connection building.
We'll be jamming in there somewhere. So, sounds good.
And then by the well house, there'll be the kids section, and Tiny Acres will be there with their educational zoo and some other kids, bounce houses and things that we'll have for the kids. So should be a great time.
Great family night. Betsy, could you go over the list of sponsors?
Sure. So we have lots here that are signed up to be there on Tuesday night. And thanks to Billy Jones for coordinating this. We have ADRC, the 4-H Sirensville Scarlets, the Richland Hospital, 4-H Babysitting Safety, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Simons, DHHS Child and Youth Services, Behavioral Health, and Birth to Three, Passages, Pine Counseling, New Day Counseling, Southwest CAP, Public Health, HHS Public Health, NAMI Dane County, that is the National Association of Mental Health, is that right? Crime Stoppers, Anytime Fitness, Fitness 14, Children's Wisconsin, P&P DOC,
kinship and a student exchange program, and we will also have a booth. The Partners for Prevention will have a booth there.
So they'll be out with plenty of information from all those booths?
Yes. They'll have resources for people, ways to connect with their services, and great opportunity for the community to see things all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of room. I think it's going to be a nice... Yes. People can kind of walk around and see everything pretty well. You're not kind of cramped together. Then,
no.
They'll also have like little games and stuff for the kids to win prizes at. And we've asked them to bring like back to school supplies as prizes. So kids will be getting set then for school.
Get a jump start on it.
Right. Yeah.
As you mentioned, it's a national thing, so it's going on, it's not unique to Richland Center, but there aren't, not every community does it though, Betsy.
No, and I think it's somewhere in close to 300 communities in Wisconsin participate, and then thousands throughout the United States. I don't have that exact number for you, but most of the time it's held on the first Tuesday of August every year. Most communities do it on that date, but I've noticed some don't. They switch. But this is the idea behind the national event, is have it all on one night. And I noticed that Baraboo and Vernon County, I've been noticing their activities, and it's pretty much uniform in the sense that it's driven by first responders, law enforcement, and the community coming together, and then they add their own versions for their community. So I hope we can continue to grow, have more things to offer, and get it in the routine. Like Tuesday of the first week in August is National Night Out, and then Friday is Grace. So it'll be a tradition for the community to sustain it long term.
Is it too late to be a vendor if someone would still like to be involved?
I don't think it's too late. Now, Billy's out of town. He's the one coordinating that. But I would say, who should they contact, Joanne, if they want to?
They can call me.
Okay, yeah, call Joanne.
Call me here at the radio station.
All right. And lots of good food there, right?
Yes, excellent food. We got
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, the Kiwanis and what they serve, and the Lions, or not the Lions, Rotary Club, you know, they all serve some, or is it the Lions Club? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the Kiwanis
Lions.
Stands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll be open.
They're going to be open.
So they're kind of getting the pregame show before the fair, aren't they?
They are.
Right.
Prep. Ready.
Mm-hmm. And that was the other great thing we thought. If the food vendors that are normally serving at the fair, if they just want to order some extra and get a head start, you know, it's extra income for them as well.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for me to get anything done when I'm drinking malts and eating hamburgers and all kinds
of
stuff.
You're
going to
be busy.
Yeah, I am. I sure am.
Just after you finish the run, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know.
New hip.
Ain't going to be much of a run yet, but nonetheless, Scott, some other things that you wanted to talk about, you're going to be joined there by representatives of the DNR too, aren't you?
Yeah, the DNR will be there. Traditionally, they've came with their truck. They're always in their uniform. Again, for kids, you know, if you see them out on the water, if you're into that, they have the airboat with them the last few years. I think they brought a UTV one year. So I haven't talked to Mike, but I'm sure he's going to be there. Betsy did share the challenge. So
Oh, you found out?
She found it.
Oh, it's a morning show exclusive here.
We got dummy drag. We got football. We got stretcher run, so it looks like I better go back and recruit my team, I guess. So now that we know what we're after, so
interesting.
Appreciate it, Betsy. That's the first.
What was it again? Dummy drag.
We've got depending on which one we grab, if we're using one that we practice with. It's a 10-yard dummy drag to
start.
And
if you're looking for volunteers, I'd volunteer.
Well, they might use me
to be drunk.
Oh, that's a good idea. You'd
sure.
be the perfect. But,
I would. I would.
I'm glad that Betsy just shared this with me. So I need to get back and share with our group and make sure the police haven't cheated and kept this from us for too long, because I haven't seen it yet. So I think this is rigged.
You don't want them to have a leg up on you.
No, that's right.
So
that's
sure.
Right.
But you don't want them to have on the stretcher run, you don't want them to have somebody that weighs 98 pounds.
That's right. But I know, EMS is fire and the police last year, we had one and it was fun.
A lot of fun. Joanne?
Well, the event goes from 5 to 8. Billy's not due back till that night. But he does have a job because he's been told he has to come right from the airport to the fairgrounds, and he's the cleanup crew.
Oh, so he does have something to do.
He does.
In the past, you've had a dunk tank. Do you have that this year?
No, we don't.
You don't? Okay.
No, that we just felt the last couple of years, it just was kind of, you know.
Because you could use the river. You know, at the park there, right?
No new ideas.
It's funny you say that because in the last couple of meetings we thought, what else can we do through the year? How about a kayak race or a triathlon or something like that? So, you know, people can watch in the future. There might be more.
The wheels are turning here.
Yes,
yes, they are.
That's anything else you want to add about Partners for Prevention, Betsy? You guys never stop. I think there's something always going on, isn't there?
Well, we're following a plan, and it's based on an assessment. And I did want to mention that our youth just got back from training in Nashville with the organization is called CADCA, and we're a member of that organization. It's the acronym is Communities of Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. And our youth went from Richland Center High School, went just in early July, they went to receive some training on how to do this. Like, drug problems are huge. Where do you even begin? And it always begins with an assessment. So based on that assessment, they came back with a plan to work on access to vape products. That's what they feel is something that we could really work on curbing, is either just, if they can't use it, regardless of a mental health issue, if they can't access it, they can't use the substance. And as we know, nicotine is very addictive. And, you know, all substance use is related. So if youth begin using one substance, they're likely to try others. So our youth came back, and I do want to mention their names. Bria Eggleson, Mason Meyer, Lizzie Forehand was an awesome chaperone that went along with the students. Max or Bubba Woodman went, and Ella Cairns. And I hope maybe we can get them on the radio so they can share, they can personally share their experience. But that was a great leadership opportunity, 4 days of starting with an assessment and then coming up with a plan that they bring back to our community. And they're part of a group called Youth for Change, which is housed at the high school, part of a co-curricular organization. And we're continuing to work on addressing local conditions. We're very focused on things that influence kids. Conditions in the community that we try to work on, strategizing around using a variety of strategies between providing information and changing policy to changing consequences and providing support to people. We try to reduce the number of kids that start using substances, which translates into fewer adults that struggle later in their life, because we know that influence on the brain is really strong, can impact the brain and mean that they're more likely to struggle when they're older. So we want to delay that first, you know, if delay it at all, to delay that first choice to use. So we're a coalition represented by 12 sectors, and for the National Night Out, we've been kind of that community catalyst to get the event going, and then we'd like to see it sustain. As in all the other strategies that we're working on, we don't really want to be one and done. Want it to gradually take hold where the community engages in it, and then we're different after 10 years.
It's also Grace Week as well, and Grace talks a lot about prevention. You talk about cancer prevention. It can start with not using tobacco products and whatnot.
Correct, and we've been really excited about working with the city and the Parks Department on the tobacco-free parks, which was implemented as an ordinance now in the city of Richland Center. And so that means that participants at the Walk for Grace, that would apply because it's held in the park. So that sends a message. It's one of those policy changes that is designed to influence choices. This is this is just not acceptable, and we're not going to allow it. And so that's a social norm that we're supporting and want to encourage people. And so yes, we have a lot of opportunity to partner with GRACE. There is an association with alcohol use and the development of cancer. And so between nicotine and alcohol, we want to encourage people to drink in moderation, if not drink at all, but certainly not young people. So, yeah, we have a great opportunity to promote health with GRACE. So it's a good week to have the National Night Out, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And it's an alternative to lots of things, including the National Night Out. It's a nice family thing. And I think sometimes, Joanne, we don't do enough family events like this where everybody can go and enjoy.
Exactly. You know, and actually my daughter is coming with six of my grandkids, and I'm looking forward to sharing the evening with them, you know.
Scott, you guys are also involved with GRACE. I know you a lot of times get the bucket truck with the American flag up there. That's always a great sight.
Traditionally, we've brought the aerial down and set up the flag right there by the intersection of 6th and Orange. And, we've done that for a long time.
We appreciate that. Well, we hope that the rest of the year is not so busy for you so you don't break your all-time call record.
I just want to mention just a reminder, make sure, batteries in your detectors, smoke and CO detectors are there. You think winter time with the CO, the house is sealed up. But we actually had a call last week, and it was a hot water heater, gas, and it was, they had over 100 parts per million, and they had luckily three or four detectors in their house, and they all started going off, and they just call, the sheriff's department, and Officer Page goes out, and a couple of us come out with our detectors and, identify the problem or help, and then, then we let the homeowners know so they can get a hold of the correct contractor to fix it up, and they were up there right away to fix up their issues. So definitely want to remind that, make sure you've got CO and smoke detectors in your homes, because they do save your life. So
excellent reminder. And people, you've got a chance to let people know where they can get them if they don't have them too.
We do. Yep. And we've got a program that we've worked with State Farm and different groups, Red Cross, of if you, need some help, we can come in and do a home inspection and, help show you where you should properly place them too. So just call the fire station and get on our list for that. I was surprised last week on the news, a young gal up north in a boat with CO from the motor, and she fell out of the boat and drowned. So it can happen anywhere when you think about it. So just go home, check them, and make sure your batteries and even the hardwired ones, the life expectancy on any of those detectors are only 10 years because those sensors get dust and things over time. So just because maybe they're hardwired, you still need to replace them. So just a reminder.
Okay, awesome. Otherwise, we'll see you at National Night Out.
We'll be there.
Coming up. Any trash talking you want to do to the other departments that might be?
No, Billy will be doing exactly what he should be, taking out the trash. So it's perfect. I like it.
What about Clay?
Ooh. Clay, we'll let him off, I guess, this time.
He had a meeting.
He had a meeting, so I understand that.
All right.
So.
Okay.
And if they can't get a hold of me and they want to do a vendor, they can contact Clay Porter at the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
He's kind of filling in for Billy, too.
Excellent.
And don't forget to register for the K9 5K. You can do that. There's a sign right by Wallace Cooper and Elliott with a QR code on it, or go to our Partners for Prevention Facebook page and register there.
Can people just walk in that night and
they
also
can,
be a
yeah,
part of it?
They can register. And there's a special registration for families. We kind of bundle that together. And so, hope people come out and enjoy a great event.
It's always a lot of fun, a lot of good food and camaraderie. And I think it's going to be a pretty good night, too. So.
Yeah, only 80.
With weather-wise.
We've had 90 in the past.
Yes, it's so hot. Yes.
Yes, we have.
Looks nice.
It'll be a nice summer night.
Yep.
Well, thanks, everybody,
you.
For coming in today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Joanne Krulatz, who is the president of the National Night Out, Betsy Raisler from Partners for Prevention, and Fire Chief Scott Gall joining us here on this portion of the morning show.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time.
and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to, and wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Did you know donor breast milk can be a life-saving resource for premature and medically fragile infants? At the Richland Hospital and Clinics Birth Center, we proudly support the use of safe, screened donor milk through our partnership with the Mother's Milk Bank. This is a vital option when a parent's own milk is unavailable. If you would like to participate in breast milk donations, contact the lactation team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Every ounce counts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot. Thanks to our guest talking about National Night Out on the morning show, the early part of the show today. A couple of things that we've talked about this week will be going on tomorrow, including the Free Jakes and Jenny's Youth Outdoor Day, which will be held Saturday from 10 until 2 at Richland Center Archery Club. Registration from 9:30 until 10 with lunch at noon, and equipment will be provided. And the Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 will be held Saturday at 11 in Woodman. Actually, they'll get underway with music at 10:30 tomorrow. Monty Berger kicks that off, and then a whole array of artists from the area. The day includes over 30 of them. There is no cover charge, and food and soft drinks available on the grounds. T-shirts available for sale, and that is how they raise their funds. Otherwise, it's a free event. Proceeds from the day go to local schools' special needs programs. And the local scouts hosting a back-to-school bash Saturday from 5 until 8 at Starlight 14 Drive-In. You can climb to new heights on the rock climbing wall, launch your own water bottle rocket sky high, enjoy fun games and activities for the whole family, and you can stick around for the movies Under the Stars and concessions. Scouts will be admitted free for that event, and scouts can also camp overnight tomorrow night at Starlight 14. So that is a unique thing, another thing that we've talked about this week. And on Sunday, you can join the Beulah Wesleyan Church in celebrating 100 years. Pretty special celebration. Service starts at 10, a meal to follow, and an afternoon service at 1:30. The morning service will be a regular church service with a focus of looking ahead to the next 100 years. The afternoon service will be a time of reflection, singing, and sharing memories of the past 100 years. So those are just a few of the things going on in the community that we've talked about this week. Of course, the talk has been the Walk with Grace auction, which will get underway with more stuff to sell next hour. If you haven't done so, check out the auction schedule at WRCO.com and on the WRCO Facebook page. There have been some additions, even this morning, a few additions, some unique things, some handmade things, unique indeed, including some yellow oyster mushrooms. So that's an addition, 15 pounds of them. Some people say they're as good or better than morels. Now that's coming up, some sea salt caramels that'll just stand your hair up. Absolutely. Good stuff. Among those, and then some unique items, we'll talk about a chance for you to have someone come and cook for you. That's a part of the auction as well. And again, WRCO.com, WRCO Facebook page. We apologize. We did have some problems with our website. We have actually for the last few weeks as they've made some additions to it and some tractions. But so if you've had trouble, maybe try reloading and kind of get that thing refreshed and get ready for the auction coming coming up between 10 and noon today. We'll be back with more on the morning show next week, including Mayor Todd Coppernall on Monday. They'll be talking about some other special events going on in the community. We'll hear more from our Grace ambassadors next week. This week, we heard from Tony McCarville. We heard from Amy Linz. Next week, we will hear from Betsy Wiedenfeld and Seth Paulson. They are the four ambassadors for this year's Walk with Grace.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, we always talk about pre-planning. Why is that important?
Yeah, so a lot of times we talk about pre-planning and the positives that go along with it, but we don't talk about it a lot, but there's also the horror stories of what happens if you don't have a plan, which we do run into, and it's more frequently than you might think, is if you don't have a plan, let's say you don't necessarily have a next of kin, you're not married, maybe you don't have children. Occasionally, the courts step in for adult custody in abuse cases, things along those lines, is, you know, maybe you get a guardian, you get a power of attorney, but a lot of times at the time of death, those powers end. And let's say you don't necessarily have anyone, you don't have any family. We have people that moved in from out of the area, and we don't necessarily even know who their family is. So what happens is we as a funeral home have to try to find family. Maybe we can't find family, maybe there is no family. We can't necessarily do anything with these individuals. So funeral homes don't talk about it a lot, but all funeral homes know about it, is some people consider the funeral home, you know, you might think for like a week, or sometimes it ends up being a month. There are counties that hold bodies actually for a year or so, just because they don't have anything that they can do with them. So without pre-planning, we usually think, okay, you get to pick everything out, which is the purpose of it. But it also allows us to sit down with people that maybe don't have someone that would be in charge. You know, I'm going to take you as an example, Phil. You know, you're married, you have three kids. But let's say your wife passed away or you're divorced and you have a child. Well, people might say, well, he has a daughter named Macy. Okay, well, Macy got married. Macy's now out in Colorado. But nobody really knows where she's at anymore. Okay, well, there's a Macy Nee, whose last name may not be Nee, that may live in Colorado. And that's kind of what we're given to find these individuals. But if you, let's say, would come in ahead of time and say, okay, yep, I have a daughter, Macy. You know, she's now a Joan. She lives in Colorado. This is her contact information. This is how you find her. And if you can't find her, these are some other individuals that would be able to assist you kind of in taking care of this. There's some forms that we can set up. And we actually run into that more than you might think, where families out of state, you know, they moved here. Richland County is kind of becoming more of a retirement community for people out of the cities because it costs less money to live here. A lot of times, you know, they may have points of contact. Sometimes they don't. So we have to try to figure out, okay, where did you come from? Are there people that know you? So we try to get people to pre-plan so we don't run into these issues of who do we contact? Who is your next of kin? What do you really want done? Sometimes we run into the point of, okay, somebody put some money aside. So we simply need someone to tell us to do what they want to do. This goes back probably even 20, 25 years. I do remember this. We ran into this in Muscadet. It was all pre-planned, was all taken care of. We simply needed somebody to say yes, just to do it. Nobody really knew family. They knew they lived kind of in that southwest Wisconsin area. They did actually put it on a radio station down in the Lancaster-Platteville area. If you know so-and-so, please contact the sheriff's department. We had a third cousin call up. See, I'm related to so-and-so. And we said, okay, fine. We simply need you to say yes. Everything's done. We just need someone to say yes that has some legal authority to do it. So by simply having a plan, person picked everything out, but who we had written down as the point of contact, we couldn't find. You know, they really maybe didn't have a lot of family. Maybe they disassociated from the family. So there are things that we can do ahead of time of, let's say, it's only you and your spouse. Okay, who is the next point of contact? Who do we get a hold of? You may think, oh, that's not going to happen to me. It happens more than you think it, than you might think it does, where we just run into people where we just have to hold bodies. We can't cremate somebody. We can't bury somebody. Sometimes, actually a lot of times, these people don't even get obituaries because we need somebody to say yes. So it's a sad case of person lived a life. We want to tell people about their life, but we can't because we don't have any information. We don't have anybody that will give us any authority to let them know that they even passed away. So always good. Come in, sit down ahead of time. What forms can be done? What can we do ahead of time to confirm that what you want to do is done? And we know of someone that will actually allow us to do what you want to do.
How often should you update that?
I would say if there's any major life events, we mention this a lot of times, to individuals when they're in arrangements. Let's say they're married, and then I'll tell them, you know, now that your spouse has died, you're probably each other's beneficiary. I'll just make those changes. So we like to say make those changes when something happens. You know, let's say you have a child that's in charge. Well, that child passed away. Okay, that's a major life event. Is there a grandchild? Is there somebody else? Are you moving? Did that child get divorced and is moving to a different area? So if a major life event happens, we suggest to come in and kind of review that plan. So it's not something that you have to sit down annually and review all these things. But if something major happens from what the plan is, maybe you put a plan down and you don't like that plan anymore. Okay, let's sit down. Let's make a change. Your point of contact passed away. Your spouse passed away. You got divorced. Your children got divorced. Those are major life events that can have an impact on your funeral plan.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've gotten in new numbers on the U.S. economy reflecting how companies are trying to plan with the Trump tariffs looming. The Labor Department showing just 73,000 jobs were added in July, and there was a huge revision on the number of jobs we thought had been created in May and June. Here's ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
That revision for the prior 2 months, for May and June, 258,000 fewer jobs added. That means in those 2 months, just 33,000 jobs were added. I think what you're starting to see is businesses are having a hard time planning for the future, expanding payrolls and hiring more people because they simply don't understand what their costs are going to be going forward.
The White House announcing that previously announced tariffs on about 60 countries will be kicking in next week. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff visiting one of the aid distribution sites set up jointly by the United States and Israel. The UN says more than 1,000 Palestinians have died trying to get aid at those sites since Israel reclosed the borders. This is ABC News. We're learning more about the knife attack that left a couple hiking on an Arkansas state park trail dead last weekend. Here's ABC News Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities releasing heartbreaking new details about how Kristen and Clinton Brink fought to protect their daughters, only 7 and 9 years old, from the horrors that were unfolding.
They absolutely protected those girls to their fullest extent.
According to police, the girl's father was attacked first, and then his wife rushed to get their children out of harm's way.
And then the mom ran back to try to help the father, and police say was then killed. Troubling details revealed during a hearing Thursday about the flooding in Texas Hill Country. Kerr County Emergency Management Coordinator revealing he was sleeping as floodwaters swept through the region, killing more than 100 people in his county. Kerr County